Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum. The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. And tonight, we are talking about the engagement of youth by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who says his office is open for ideas and suggestions by young people on how government can improve their lives. Are you going to take up that opportunity? Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct on 001-202-619-2077. We are also streaming live, of course, on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Ndebele, and at VOA Shona. We are also streaming on our website. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voaindebele.com. Again, welcome on Studio 7, and the program is The Connection. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has challenged the youth to be proactive and pitch ideas to his government on how it can improve their lives and the Zimbabwean economy. Mr. Mnangagwa, currently in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum, made the statement during a town hall with young leaders in Harare last week. "Those who do not want to change will remain behind," Mr. Mnangagwa said, adding, "Change can only be attained by dialogue. Do not be afraid of the new leadership." Again, I emphasize, do not be afraid of new leadership, Mr. Mnangagwa said. That's what we are talking about this day, on Tuesday, on this program that we bring to you every Tuesday. Mr. Mnangagwa has extended his hand to young people, and he says, please use this opportunity to interact with my office so that we get a sense of your expectations of my administrations. Now the ball is in your court, the administration says. Lijona njani izulu kandaba ukuthi bana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje kungolwesibili liyazinxa kungolwesibili lohlelo lwabasakhulayo. Indaba esegudwini lamhlanje lizakhumbula ukubana ubaba uMnangagwa ube lomhlangano labasakhulayo eHarare ngeviki edluleyo. Lapho alikhuthaze khona njengabasakhulayo ukuthi likhulumisane laye, likhulumisane lehofisi yakhe, limtshele zonke izikhalazo zenu ukuze akhone ukuzilungisisa. Nxa kuyindaba yemsebenzi, khulumani lehofisi yakhe. Nxa lilamacebo ukuthi indubo ezikhona zingalungisiswa njani, udaba lwemsebenzi lungalungisiswa njani, udaba lomnotho ongamanga kuhle lungalungisiswa njani, uthi ubaba uMnangagwa, ihofisi yami ivulekile, khulumani lami, asakheni isizwe. Umbuzo omkhulu nanku, lizayilandela na inkuthazo kababa uMnangagwa? Kambe kalikuboni yini ukubana lithuba mhlawumbe elimqoka eliqakathekileyo elingalisebenzisa njengani njengabasakhulayo abahlezi belesikhalazo eziningi ukuthi lani yebo likhulumisane laye mhlawumbe kudingwe izisombululo kungxaki eziningi ezibhekane lazo njengelizwe? Yilo udaba esingalo namhlanje sifuna ukuzwa kini. Kwazwa vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chatinomupa kurai nechipiri chega chega, tichitarisa nyaya zinechekuita nevechidiki. Nasi, tokutaura nezvenyaya mashoko akaturwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa svondo rapfuura apo vakayambira vechidiki kuti vange vachikurukura navo nehofisi yavo vachivaudza zvichemo zvavo uyezve vachivayambira kuti hurumende yavo ingapedza sei matambudziko ari munyika, matambudziko anosanganisira kushayikwa kwemabasa, kusimudzira upfumi nemamwe matambudziko akatarisana nenyika. Mbvunzo mukuru nhasi vati kubvunza ndewekuti hamusi kuona here kuti uyu ungava mukana wakakosha zvikuru kuti munge muchitaurisana navamunangagwa sevechidiki. Ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi, tikuda kunzwa kwamuri. And we have our first guest. That's Zenzo Nyoni on the line. But before I take Mr. Nyoni, we have some breaking news here. We have a statement from the Chief Secretary to the President, Meshack Spanda, ordering all civil servants to declare their assets no later than February 28th. I'm going to read that statement in its entirety, and so it goes. It will be recalled that in his inaugural address on 24 November 2017, His Excellency the President made an undertaking to create a responsible, transparent, and accountable public service workforce that is sworn to high moral standards and deserved rewards. Over the ensuing period, the President has consistently called for strict adherence to the fundamental tenets of good corporate governance. In line with the new thrust, it has become mandatory for all ministers, deputy ministers, heads of ministers, senior principal directors, board chairpersons and board members of state enterprises and parastatals, chief executive officers of state enterprises, all chairpersons and members of constitutional commissions, both executive and independent, and chief executives of local authorities to submit a written declaration of their assets. The declaration of assets document should contain the following. Any item of movable property exceeding $100,000 in value owned or leased by the individual concerned, or in which he or she has any other interest, and any business in which the individual has an interest in and or in which he or she plays a part in running. The nature of the interest in the property or business concerned should be clearly stated. The statement also continues. Let me open it on my smartphone here. I'm looking for the other page. Here's the sentence that I've been looking for. Details of all immovable property owned by the public servant or those in which he or she has an interest. The declaration of assets documents should be submitted under sealed envelope to the undersigned by not later than 28 February 2018. Heads of ministries are hereby directed to coordinate the collection and submission of all declarations in respect of designated grades within their ministries, as well as in public entities and constitutional bodies under their purview. The President expects the full and urgent cooperation of all affected office bearers in responding to this directive. Issued by Dr. MJM Spanda. That's Meshack Spanda, the Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet. This is the statement issued by the Chief Secretary to the President today. Yiloge utaba olumqoka, utaba oluphuthumayo esisandalwa mukela lapho iofisi kababa uMnangagwa esiphe zonke izisebenzi zikahulumende ogoqela ama-ministers ama-deputy ukuthi babe sebeshilo kusiyafika mhla ka 28 kuFebruary babe sebebhalisile yonke impahla abalayo ukuthi hayi mina ngilalokhu ngilendlu ngilesigayo ngilalokhu ngilemalini lokhu phela kuyindlela yokulwisana lobuhuquluzi inkohlakalo okungethembeki i-corruption iloke udaba esisanda kulwamukela ndiyonyaya ya 3 kutambira emashoko ari kubva kuna chief secretary muofisi yemtungamiri wenyika vaMishek Swanda avo vanoti kusati kwasvika musi wa 28 February vashandi vese vehurumende vanosanganisira maministers pamwe chete nemadeputy vange vanyoresa kuhurumende mpatya dzavo dzavanazo kana uine imba unyorese kuti ndine imba kupi uyezve ndine mari yakawanda sei iri rinova dano rakanangana nekurwisana neinonzi corruption kusavimbika uko sekuziva kwenyu kwakawandisa muhurumende kana kuti kwanga kwakawandisa muhurumende yapfuura hameno kuti iyi yava Munangagwa vachaibata sei nyaya yacho saka ndiwo mashoko atiri kutambira ari kubva kuhofisi yava Munangagwa asi going back to our main issue kudzokera kunyaya yedu let me welcome human rights activist Mr. Zenzo Nyoni. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Nyoni.
Siyabonga futhi inkomo linjani ba?
I is Pila. Okay, before we delve into our main topic, let me get a sense, your sense of the news that I just broke. The government ordering all civil servants to declare their assets no later than 28 February. What do you make of that?
My brother, thank you so much for that question. My question is that where has been Munangagwa? It doesn't make any sense for a leader like Munangagwa to tell other ministers or his colleagues to declare the such property or assets. Why is him himself, I might say, is the first person who can declare that before? We want to hear from him what he has before these other ministers and other his colleagues to declare that. He has to prove the point that he is a perfect person rather than to instruct other people to declare that he said anything. I'm not agreeing with that. And that alone will not solve any corruption because corruption, it starts with them, not the leader. And the corruption has been there since 1980 up to today. And why today Munangagwa is raising the issue of corruption? When we know very clearly that the corruption are the ones who started the corruption, not the minister. The ministers and the deputy ministers and the others, they have learned that from their leaders. We want him, Munangagwa himself, first, to declare.
Point again, Babunyoni, kodwa awuboni yini kungaba esingathi i-beginning ngesingisi kumzabalazo okulwisana lokuhuquluza lokungethembeki?
Baba Nkomo, engingakuphendula futhi ngesintu lesi sithi, ungabona umuntu ehlele eqaphele ukuthi kulobusela, uyisele likhulu, isela lonangwana alifuni ukutshontshelwa. Lihlezi likhangele into enjalo. Yikho sithi mina, Munangagwa himself first, he has to declare. Atele iZimbabwe ukuthi yena ulani. Atele isizwe seZimbabwe ukuthi yena ulani. And which I will not believe that ukuthi Munangagwa, if ever he will declare, will say everything that he has. Because bona ngwabo, mina ngwabo in person, there is nothing that I would believe and trust in ekhulunywa ngabantu bezanu-PF, like himself Munangagwa. Because those people, we know them ukuthi they protect each other. And whosoever will declare, whatsoever they are instead of, it is not a genuine legitimate anything to us as Zimbabweans. We know they will maybe declare one, two, three things and left us. And the local are going to go to a corruption is a pen just to cope their declare.
Aha, kora pasta 8 iso iskati ndizo nguva chirongwa nde chave chidiki uye zve tiri kukurukura nhasi nyari mugango ndeye kutauriza nde kurudziro yemutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa yekuti vechidiki vange vachitaura neofisi yavo vachivayambira kuti zvinhu zvingafambiswa sei uyezve nyaya dzakaita sekushayikwa kwemabasa kuondomoka kweupfumi kungapedzwa sei vari kumukokai vamunangagwa sevechidiki vari kuti huyai ngatikurukurei ofisi yangu yakavhurika let's have a conversation asikhulumeni sipone kuti singayakha njani ilizwe singalungisisa njani konke okuhluphayo and mnumzana Nyoni, please do stay on the line and joining us now from England is Farai Muvuti, ZANU PF youth official in that country. Mr. Muvuti, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been listening, Mr. Muvuti. Before we go into our main topic, I want to get your take on the government now ordering all civil servants, deputy ministers, ministers, principal directors to declare their assets no later than 28 February. What do you make of that?
I think it demonstrates the total agenda that our government has always, our new government has always had, hence why the dispensation has been dubbed a new dispensation. It is to disavow the unaccounted sort of culture that came from our SMEs and our state enterprises, as well as government institutions that seemed to find it okay to go on without being accountable. But more so, it speaks to a new type of leadership in our country, and it builds on a new mode of operandi in which an optimal culture of transparency, an optimal culture that is welcoming to business, which obviously naturally cash being a coward or capital being a coward, it requires a high level of transparency. So it is a welcome thing because it enables our country to draw a new trajectory when it comes to our business environment, which is more collective, more cohesive, and fundamentally accountable and transparent.
Tiri kunzwa zve vamunangagwa vari kumukokai sevechidiki vari kuti huyai tikurukure tipanane mazano ekuti tosimudzira sei vechidiki tosimudzira sei upfumi hwenyika izvo muri kuzvionawo sei vamuvhuti.
I think kukokwa kuri kuitwa vechidiki is a clarion call. It is very welcome because we are the future of the country. But we're not the future tomorrow. We are the future now. And in order for any country to move forward, we have to integrate the active and majority generation. And in Africa, predominantly Southern Africa, but also speaking directly to Zimbabwe, my youth is a majority. And we should be equally stakeholders in that government, and a government willing to take on board its youth in order for them to be a part of the forging of that future, which obviously is our future in the future, in the years to come. But more so, for us to have a stake in what type of future we are forging is very commendable. I think you'd find, Kuti, a good example of that has been seen in the development and emergence of Rwanda, which filled its bureaucracies with a youth, a dynamic youth that has been energetic and willing to take hold of these institutions and draft a new path for what type of country they would like to see. So I think it demonstrates a sense of a humble leadership, a leadership that listens and does not think that it knows it all and has all the answers, but it's willing to engage all collective stakeholders, but much more so fundamentally the stakeholder which would be there to inhabit and experience the beauty of the decisions made today. So I think it's a beautiful starting point, and also it's a welcome point of view. And I think as a youth base and as chairman of the youth here in the diaspora of London specifically, I think I'm enjoying the interactions that I'm having with my colleagues and more so my immediate constituents, which seeks to begin to have conversations about starting what we call a diaspora youth investment forum, whereby we're encouraging youth investment and building and forging alliances with youth that are on the ground, and also creating what we call a platform for cohesive approaches that create a investment atmosphere between domestic youth investors and partnering up with their diasporan base.
Thank you there, Farai. Uqhubeke usecingweni urambe uri parunare mwana mai. Vafarai muvuti ndivo sachigaro vechidiki mubato reZANU PF kuNgirandi kana kuti kuUnited Kingdom. Vari kuzvikurudzira uyezve vari kuzvigamuchira hanzi chinhu chakanaka zvikuru kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vange vachikoka vechidiki kuti vavape mazano ekuti vosimudzirwa sei upenyu hwavo hungasimudzirwa sei. Mnumzana Nyoni, lokukona ecingweni uyibona njani kuthazo kababa Mnangagwa le sizabona yini lani libhala mhlawumbe okuzincwadi kumbe lihamba eofisini yakhe njengoba sivulekile lisiyadi ngokuhlangana la limuphe lani limcebiso ukuthi lingavuselelwa njani lizwe.
Okay, baba Nkomo, umbuzo omuhle lo kakhulu. Ngibona angani ungumbono omuhle elizweni, ngoba I think this has been happening before. Sike sakubona even umgabe ebhoda ekhuluma nama-youth, and lo Mnangagwa naye sebuyele yakhe islogan ngezinye indlela. I think for ZANU-PF on its own, it's not a problem. But the problem and my concern is how. Ngoba esikwaziyo ngeZANU-PF labankomo, okumele sikunanzelele singatshelani into engayisiyo, ukuthi ZANU-PF is a party, a biased party. And wherever you go, like I said before this afternoon when we interview, so we know ZANU-PF as of now has started Isamba Iqela Amasire members kuma youth. If ZANU-PF is a democratic party that wants to bring change and freedom to the citizens, those are the things that must not be happening as of now. But I'm not quite sure about what Mnangagwa sentiments are saying, Utonkwana abantu they should welcome, especially my youth, ukuthi bencedise. What do they have bona ngwabo ku blueprint yakhe Mnangagwa? What does he have for the youth and for the nation? He must not ask the youth to come forward, try to assist him, help him, giving him ideas on how to run a country. As a president, has got his own economic policy. What is his own economic policy as Mnangagwa? So of which might be a good welcome to ZANU-PF youth. Yes, we know it has been happening this since 1990. But as for other opposition party youth and other general populace, I don't think it will be something that will help the youth. Although Locos was clear that ZANU-PF does not welcome anyone who is not a ZANU-PF supporter or a ZANU-PF sympathizer.
Ikakhulu nelilwe lamalungelo oluntu belihlezi likhonona ukuthi wenza ama-policies ngabasakhulayo kodwa engakhulumisani lani kuqala. Nangu kubaba Mnangagwa, ubaba Mnangagwa sesithi haya sikhulumisaneni. Kulolutho olubi yini nyoni khonapho ukuthi likhulumisane laye libone ukuthi upetheni lani libuyele input yenu ukuze mhlawumbe kuphume esingathi ngama-policies aphumelelayo khonapho alithuthukisayo njengabontanga.
Like I said before, I think it's a good welcome, but I'm not quite sure about those sentiments because it's ZANU-PF. It's ZANU-PF. I think I put it clear that it's a good welcome to the citizens and young people, but I'm not quite sure and I'm not convinced that Mnangagwa will do that.
Hayi siyabonga baba Unyoni. Qhubeka ubambile sithatha umlaleli timotora tereri naba Michael Zikira ku South Africa oko. Makadimi komango.
Ya tereri mireti.
Ha tiri bo kwaka mira sei ku South Africa.
Hayi South Africa ku right.
Mainzwa nyairi mudariro.
Nyaya ndiyo ndiyo hayi tikuinzwa ndiyo hayi nyaya inofadza chaizvo. Takateerera pa chidanho chatogona vamunangagwa ke hachi chidanho chinofadza zvisingambodeiti sesuma yekuti kana ravo tichipuwa mukana wekuti fanira kutaura mafungiro edu ivozvo zvinoradza zvesisungunuro.
Saka muchawanikwawo semunhu wechidiki achitsvaga kusangana navo kana kuti kuvanyorera nekuti vakuwanika paTwitter, vakuwanika paFacebook, vari pese pese. Uyezve vakubuda almost mazuva ese paTwitter neFacebook yacho vachikurukura neruzhinji rweZimbabwe.
Ndizvo zvinonyanya kufadza too much zvakaita seizvozvo zvaina zvinhu zvokuti tikatarisa mune dzimwewo nyika dziri mukati meAfrica munomo zvinhu zvokuti zvinoumeka zvinhu zvakaita Munangagwa. Saka munhu paanenge agona votechiti wagona asi zvisungute chingotaura kuti zviri rongo. Saka takatarisa isusu tiri kuSouth Africa nevamwe vanenge vari kune dzimwe nyika madiaspora techikumbira zvikurusa mumabhodha matechipinda mune zvinhu zvedu kuti sevanhu vanenge vakatarisa kuti hanoi tazopinda munyika itswa ina president munyowani kureva kuti nemachenjisi mamwe majuta taichibhadhira panguva ya mugabe ee zvakaguma kuti zvoe zvatichinje ipapapo zvativo dzikei nyana.
Aiwa
chinataura chidanho chavatora chechemuparliament hano papa nevamwe vakuru vanonyanya kuzviona kuti musure mekuti anenge achingori nechigayo chega asi ndozoona kuti musure me one year anenge atitanga kudova nemhene kuti mashopu mangani nezvigayo zvingane. Saka iyo chidanho chavatora ichi zvinhu zvakanaka zvisingambozi saka zvova kuti kabisa nyika nenguva dokodoko
pamadeclaration of maassets apaka.
Ya papa ndopatakipata chikumbira too much zvikurusa mumadiaspora tiri kukuvadzwa zvisingambodoiti pabhodha techingoona tinga tiri tiri muna mugabe kati tatanga kusvika pabhodha.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Dzikira.
Ya notinotenda.
Ubabudzikira lapo ukhuluma ngokuthi into enhle siyenziwe ngubaba Munangagwa kodwa ukhala njengomuntu ose-South Africa wokudiaspora ukuthi hayi emabhoda lapha kulo buhuquluzo obuningi bakhala abantu angazi ukukhala ngendaba zeinto ezifana labo-duty uthi kumele kulungisiswe khonapho. Mkoma Farai, coming back to you, just to play the devil's advocate, one might argue that, you know, we've been through this before. We have seen other president, who is now former president Robert Mugabe, going around the country doing, you know, engaging young people. You all remember all the so-called interface rallies, but really nothing tangible came about. Maybe we might be, on the same path. How would you respond to that?
No, I think it depends on one's perspective and reading of. Naturally, yes, the last administration had its shortcomings, and which is what led to the collective awakening that raised fundamental questions that then led to a reconfiguration of our government and led to the new dispensation that we now have a new leader who understands the issues at hand. So to those who would see it as a repeat would simply need to read the temperament that led to this new dispensation. And I think as a leader, Honorable Comrade President Munangagwa has been able to read the national mood and be able to act accordingly. Now, if you were speaking, at the, behind an absent backdrop that has a clarion call for declarations of assets, an immediate call for repatriation of funds that had been taken out of the country through capital flight, if we're not seeing it from an active backdrop of someone clearly engaging, as we speak, is currently in Davos speaking to the international community in order to facilitate infrastructural development for our country and funding for our country and a surge of investment in order to have a ready work base, which is our youth. If we were talking at a backdrop without these actions, then we would indeed be justified to suggest that, well, there is no sense of action. But this is a different dispensation in the sense that it is moving from a sense of being idealistic and innovation and speaking, but yet in certain areas acting and in certain areas not acting as a consequence of a lack of funding. There's now a different approach to in which we're not acting as a consequence of lacking of funding, but we're acting irrespective of a lack of funding. So we can say that there is reason to believe, substantive reason, empirical reason to believe that it's a new dispensation and a new dispensation for the youth. And now if we as the youth do not collectively but are driven by pessimism and skepticism, if we as a youth do not collectively buy into this opportunity, then what we will then see is an alternative that we don't want to have, which is one in which we are not stakeholders in the future that is being crafted for us. And I think that irrespective of what leadership is in power, it is up to a courageous youth, as was the case in America during the Civil Rights Movement, who took it upon themselves to go to march and dictate to government the changes that they wanted. And I think that is the sort of youth, and as a youth league leader, this is the certain youth, this is the type of courage that we would like to see and continuously stimulate and would like to see operate at an optimal level, in which we not only are dictated to what we should be doing, but also dictate to government. It is not government to tell us what it is we need. It is our right and it is our duty as the youth, as equal stakeholders of the future of our country, to dictate to it what we should see. So to then have a president on top of that who is encouraging that environment should be commended.
Thank you there. Farai. That's Farai Muvuthi, ngomgcinisihlalo webandla le ZANU-PF ugatsha labasakhulayo e-UK. Ndiwo sachigaro ve ZANU-PF youth ku-UK vaMuvuthi. On the other line, I have Ubaba Uzenzo Nyoni, a youth activist. Please do stay on the line both as I welcome our third guest. That's Solomon Madzore from MP. Mkoma Solo, Magadi.
Hai, waisakanaka, isakanaka, singa chando chete.
Gurise kuitali, chiri kupisa chando.
Chando kupisa, babasi, achino zonyoro, achino tikaziwa kuti, vanwari kurejista kufota, tukugazira kungetine a new dispensation. Not this old new dispensation yet, not one of you by.
Muruta ora ne old new dispensation ipapo hanzi nemtungamiri wayo this you know we hurumende va Emmerson Mnangagwa mtungamiri wenyika hanzi uyai seve chidiki tipanane mazano kuti tobuda sei mumadhaka matiri aizi pfungwa yakanaka here
ipfungwa yakanaka generally speaking kana ichibva kumunhu anenge ari sincere. But as we know, it's very difficult to have an individual like the current, you know, military stooge, if you may want to put it that way, the proxy of the army, pretending or masquerading as the state president, really, Mnangagwa, saying, "No, look, let's put our heads together, let's reason together, let's think together, you know, let's have a new." There is nothing new about ZANU-PF. This is a whole old system that we all know. It has never failed to fail. These guys have been so consistent. They have always been constant about failure. And there is nothing new that can come from someone like Dambudzo Mnangagwa. We know what he's capable of doing. He has already showcased this in the past 37 years when he was working side by side with Mugabe. So really, I think it's an insult to the intelligence of the Zimbabwean people to then want to pretend all of a sudden that overnight Mnangagwa can be new. There is nothing new about that old man. There is nothing new about that man. He has never, like I said, he has never failed to fail. He has maintained the failure at an alarming pace within the context or the precincts of ZANU-PF as a system. You see, the challenge is that we have only changed the driver, my brother. But the whole system, the bus, the whole train is there. The plane was like more like on autopilot, and we have only relieved this pilot who was not there anyway somehow. But the whole system is there. The whole system is there. It was flying on autopilot. So now to want us to believe that this guy is all of a sudden going to change, you know, direction mid air. Ah no, we don't buy that. I think I'm Chile. But you know, it is so. I was Zitine Hazo. Mashoko avaru kutawara Mnangagwa. Dala chifamba mashoko avo. We should walk the talk.
I can speak louder. Asi mkoma solo mumwe angati iye haiwa pane zvitswa zviri kuitika apa. Taona nhasi hurumende ichinyora tsamba ichizivisa ministers ese, deputy ministers, principal directors vemaparastatals kuti pachisvika musi wa28 mwedzi unouya vange vadeclare maassets avo, vanyoresa nehurumende kuti ndine imba kupi kana ichi value yacho ichidarika 100,000. Hanga achinyoresa kuti ndine imba kukuwadzana, ndine business kupi, ndine business interest kupi mukambani iyi. Hazi matanho akanaka here iyayo matswa ari kunzwa nehurumende pakurwisana neuori.
Thank you. Sokutaura kwandaiita ndiwo saka ndati pokupedzisira zvisinei chokuti isusu vamunangagwa ngavachifamba mashoko avari kutaura he should walk the talk. What do I mean by that? Simply put, zvokuti inini challenge yataita, of course, declaration of assets, you know, isong yatagara tichingoimba, you know, for years. It's as old as the opposite politics in Zimbabwe, if you may like to put it that way. But tine dambudziko rokuti vamunangagwa vari kunyorera maminista, madeputy minister, whoever, masenior government official, vadii kutanga vakamba yavanyorera vachiti tida kuti mudeclare zvinhu izvi. Andika government yavo instead yekuti vanyorere maminista nemadeputy minister kuti vadeclare zvinhu, inofanira kunge yatumira the same document ranga rifanira kunge ratangirwa kana kuti preceded nealist, a comprehensive list yekuti ivo vamunangagwa papresident wemilitary junta. Of course, you know, we can argue the whole night kuti is it civilian, as far as I'm concerned, that's military, military junta iri kutitonga. But anyway, zvokuti inini vamunangagwa vanofanira kunge vatumira gwaro rokuti ini sapresident ndinoona zvakati, ndine imba yakati pakati, ndine maini yakati pakati, ndakazoita takeover, ndine mafama angu matatu akati, ndakazodai ndakati. Because we know kuti vane mafama anodarika one vamunangagwa, handiti munoona. Saka ndirikuti inini hongo tinozvigamuchira chaizvo kuti zvinhu zvakanaka, and idonzvo seopoteni ratatagara tichingodeedzera kuti aiwa ngapaite declaration of assets, but ngaatange naivo vamunangagwa. Dambudziko riripo nderekuti kana paida kuongororwa nyaya yehuori, vamunangagwa inyaya yavanotya zvikuru, nokuti ivo ndo harakabhuka, ndo mudhara mukuru wecorruption munyika yeZimbabwe. You know, of course, vakambotaura zvavachida, of course, like vamugabe vanga vasina havo uori hwakawanda, fine, huri pakawanda, huri pakasiyana-siyana. Hatingatauri kuti vamugabe vanga vasina uori because mukadzi wavo nevakanga vakavatenderedza kusanganisira nayo vamunangagwa vanga vaine uori hwakawanda. How do you first say kumaminista nemadeputy ministers, declare maassets mgoma, when iwo pataka usina, when you are moving around une munhu akati saobet mupofu? Mbavha zvaiyo inozikanwa nyika izvi.
Aiwa, thank you the mgoma solo. Asi vampofu vacho havasati vaferefeto kana kuti kusungwa, Saga meno kuti tingava pomera tingati imbavha here ipapo asi pfungwa dzenyu just stay on the line mnumzana nyoni ngeza kuwe lo farai I know you are burning to say a word kotwa ntathu mlaleli lapha uba bungwenya kwele South Africa kunjani ngwenya enkulu baba
onya pilo fwethu
kunjani mzansi
Eh hayi kumnandi lapha manje ngisendona senanzeria lapha ngihleli nengane zami o blessing
aha nayi
ngicela ukwazi iloko zenu esikhuluma ngayo topic yakho na yini ngizwe kancane nje
aha namhla sikhuluma ngobaba umnanga kwa sememe aba ikakhula abasakhulayo uthi ihofisi yakhe ivulekile izani kuye likhulume ngendubo elilazo libonisane leofisi yakhe lohulumende wakhe ukuthi zonke indubo elibhekane lazo kungaba ikusilela kwemsebenzi kungaba ikubhidlika komnotho kukhulunyiswane kubonakala ukuthi kungalungisiswa njani kanti njalo kolunye uhlangothi lamhlanje uhulumende ulaye ama-ministers ama-deputy ministers ama-principal directors esingathi ngama-civil servants aphezulu ukuthi adeclare ama-assets awo nxa ulendlu ele-value edlula 100,000 kumele ubhalise ubusubhalisile mhla ka-28 February ukuthi hayi mina ngilalokhu 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 ngingu-minister ukuze kubonakale indlela yokulwisana le nkohlakalo nxa uthe wabhalisa ukuthi ulesigayo lamhlanje kusasa sutholakala sule nkalakata yento mani efika amamiliyoni kuzadingwa-ke khonapho ukuthi uyithole kanjani leyo mali yizo iy'ndaba ezimbili esingani siziphethe lamhlanje
yabona-ke mina pho ethenile ngicabanga ukuthi khona kakhulu kakhulu kolutsha uhulumeni kamnangagwa uright kakhulu ngendlela engibona kakhulu oza ngayo mina bayasola abaningi ngezwa nje bayasola abantu ukuthi ungathi kukhona ungathi awuhambi kahle ngoba nawe kwadibana ney'nkinga zokuthi wayelapho ngesikhathi kukhuthi kubora wona kodwa mina ngendlela engibona ngakhona ngibona ngani uyenza kahle uthanyela okungcolileyo etafuleni abatsha umnangagwa engakushisa ukuthi akwenze ukuthi kona kakhulu kakhulu imfundo ake aguzela kakhulu abantu abasha bangene emfundweni ukuze bakwazi ukuzibonela kukhona futhi engike ngakuza izolo bengilalele ngilalela every day mina inhlelo zonke lezi zo-7 kakhulu kakhulu abasha bangene kumabhizinisi njalo kunalaba abantu abathengisa abo kuthiwa ngama-vendors nabo abantu abasha bangene laphana uhulumeni kamnangaka akazame i-free market babe endaweni eyodwa la bantu ukuze abantu abatsha bakwazi ukuthi babe nebanga lokuthi bakhone ukuthola imisebenzi kuleyo ndawo bayithengisele nabo bazenzele njalo uhulumeni kamnangaka akuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ngoba usafika manje lapha ekhaya lasezimbabwe akakabi nemali vele siyazi lokuthi khona izimbabwe itize isikhathi eside 30-something years inganayo imali khona manje abantu bangabangamjahi umnangagwa akabaqale babona ukuthi kona uyakuphi ngoba usahamba amazwe namazwe then-ke kuzothi ma sesibone ukuthi khona hhayi sezanile lapha nalaphiyana akazame ukuthi abe noxhaso ebantwini abatsha iy'kolo namabhizinisi then-ke ngibona ngathi kungalunga kulapho-ke umfutomkhulu
hayi siyabonga malumama ungwenya khona ngapha e-South Africa uphenduke kuhlelo ba
lumi lapha elanzelia nengane yami ublessing simphumule ingane ngayizala lapha e-South Africa
aha hayi kuyabonge kumbingelela ublessing ba
iyambingelela
hayi siyabonga baba ungwenya lapho sinta ese-South Africa mphenduke kuwe nyoni I'm sure lokhu khona ecingweni Siyabona ubaba umnangagwa you know setholakala enkundleni ye-Twitter ukhona njalo enkundleni ye-Facebook okuzinkundla ezitholakala ebulenjini esingathi internet ngesiNgisi uyazama manje ukukhulumisana labantu beZimbabwe phose insuku zonke uyazama njalo ukukhulumisana labasakhulayo ubona ama-interaction anje okukhulumisana labantu lokho akwenzayo ebonakala enkundleni ezihlukeneyo kumnceda yini ekutholeni esingathi youth demographic youth vote sisiya kukhetho yebo abanye you know abakwamanye amabandla aphikisayo bayakwenza abantu abafana labo Chamisa omonzora you know baningi abakhona ku Twitter kodwa uMnangagwa Mhlong ngakhonoko nje ukuthi ungumongameli welizwe yena ungani i-visibility yakhe isobala kakhulu ubona kumphathisa yini khona ekutholeni usekelo
ngiyabonga uNkomo indoda ezamaye naye ukuthi iyamukeleke emphakathini kuyinto enhle kuye lokho nakulabo ababona kuyinto enhle mina kukimi ngokukhangela isimo seZanu PF there is nothing that I will welcome from uMnangagwa ngoba into yakuqala iZanu PF ilimeze ilizwe kakhulu kodwa indlela uMnangagwa ongene ngayo embusweni entweni yakuqala kangenanga embusweni ngendlela eqondileyo that's why itshitsha lindoda izama ukuthi izipolishe ibe indoda ekhanya indoda engayemukelela phakathi komphakathi ngoba iqinisweni kangenanga kayethathanga umbuso ngendlela eqondileyo ibe democratic way so uright indoda isebenze nzima ukuze izama ukuthi isuthise abantu ngendlela ezijiyeleyo ngoba ungene esoti ungene ngebackdoor so engene ngebackdoor kubelive ukuthi izinto ozazenza uzazama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi ezame ubungcono bakhe ukuthi abantu belikale okusebenza like engikushilo before ukuthi umunye ucomrade lapha ekhuluma esithi kaqale yena adidileye ukuthi mina njengopresident wena yini ngiqala phambili I've got this and that and that then the other majority will fall okwenziwe nguye but having that in mind mina ngokwa kungitshengisa ukuthi vele ubutsotsi phakathina kwezanu PF bukhona this is a way just to market himself ukuthi ebangani ufuna ukuthi kube ne-accountability ne-preference angisoli indlela oyenza ngayo ngoba wonke umuntu nxa ephambanisile mbe into epondile kule ndlela ozama ukuthi achaze ngayo ibe sempikisana nofara for everything entweni esishilo ufara might say this and that because it's from Zanu PF yes Sarah fine it's cool he's trying to protect the party's image he's trying to protect himself he's trying to protect Mnangagwa because that's where he belongs but for us as an independent people esizimeleyo esikhangele inqazo zonke ngapha lanapha sithi uMnangagwa thina says as a leader is not a legitimate leader the way how he did we are not welcoming that and whatever policies that we will try to implement will be just trying to cover up for himself for what he has done let's not forget that ukuthi umbuso olebutho phakathi it is very intimidative than umbuso webutton stick Mugabe used to beat us like hell Mnangagwa will not beat us because doesn't have a button stick but might kill us so on those things people now are living in a way of fear they will never say the truth when the truth will be very clear and positive what I inquire on India the body is in Zanu PF's court as of now
Before I come back to you Mr. Madzori let me take Farai let me go to Farai do you understand the skepticism Farai?
Yeah, I do. I think naturally after the dispensation we have encountered this is not unique to Zimbabwe. Any country that has undergone economic travesty or as I'd like to call it economic fiscal boarding as we've gone through creates societal divisions and a lot of skepticism. It's a natural thing as well as obviously quite a number of issues that we had in the last administration. So this skepticism is warranted, and I think it's not something that we should shelf and go under the carpet. It's part of the democratic process to have a coherent discussion about how we move forward and how we we have a joint approach to the politics of our country. However, in as much as skepticism is to be seen as it is, it should not impede progression. And that's why I am on this panel to be discussing the issues that are that result to a more collective approach to believing in the Zimbabwe that we can build. You see, for many years our country has faced this, and for many years we've politicked. But I think we have a dispensation here that whose focus is based on engagement. If you look at the advisors to the president, in its mere collection, it's people who criticized him. If you look at the people that have gone to Davos and one of the poignant perpetrators of influencing this entire trip is someone from the opposition. And I think we should be able to distinguish what is a national agenda and what is oppositional politics. You know, if you look at every country that is mature to some sense of degree, because Zimbabwe is still a relatively young country. In the UK, where I reside, there are issues that we separate. That, okay, great, when it's a Brexit, we have a collective agenda as a country. And then where there are issues of opposition, be it national institutions and how they are managed, yes, we should entertain a divergent perspective, a divergent point of views in order to what? To build the country and to move forward press on and press ahead. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be lacking of me as a youth leader to not, within my party, of course, as unappeared, to not address some of the criticisms that have been put forward. I mean, some of them to the point that I have even forgot because, you know, there's such a wide space that we're never allowed a moment to respond to. But I must quickly respond to one one of my colleagues here who spoke about how, you know, how can Mnangagwa change in such a, you know, short space of time and so forth. You know, it is almost laughable that be it coming from a democratic party, as they call themselves, the movement of democratic party, that has not changed the leadership. But historically, we've seen that other democratic movements that have changed leadership but have never changed the core ethos of the party have also been able to move countries forward. If his argument was valuable, then we would not have a Clinton, would not have a Democratic Party, for example, in America that has had Clinton, Obama, who have all had different agendas, but remaining to their core calling, which would be a libertarian movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would it be seen for ZANU-PF, which has a pan-Africanist agenda that is socially driven with a people-centric approach? How then will it not be then seen that because purely there's been a change of leadership in ZANU-PF, that will not be seen? But also to talk of one more thing that the speaker before me talked about, which I think is fundamentally a fraud because there's no premise upon what they speak. He says that Mnangagwa has no mandate or no legitimacy. I'd like to remind him that the Constitution allows, once a sitting president resigns, the next leader would be chosen by the governing party. So he does have a mandate. And it's not that he has dissolved elections. He has adopted that mandate given by his party, as is the ZANU-PF Constitution. But on top of that, he's willing to have elections in August. Not actually only willing, because it is the people's right. It is his mandate to ensure that he protects and upholds the Zimbabwean constitution.
Thank you, Farai.
We must make the distinction between what we discuss from about and what is reality.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, there, Farai. Mkoma Solo Pindaipa.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I think I was going to say I am very disappointed. But look, what more do you expect? I think we have a challenge of, I think it's selective memory. I think to even begin to discuss that Mnangagwa has a mandate or not, to me, it's laughable. It's an insult to Zimbabwean people. Our constitution totally outlaws any military action outside the constitution. You see, it's very clear. You cannot go set out. You cannot go to my office, and put that president under arrest. Of course, we all wanted Mugabe gone, even the previous election and the previous one. But the truth is, the same guys who were protecting Mugabe are the same people now who have booted Mugabe out. And now they are ruling. It's all in the open for us to see. Now, for this gentleman to say, no, it's not even debatable about the mandate, Mnangagwa has no mandate. The army has no mandate to perform a coup. There is no mandate whatsoever. Of course, I know the people want this to be debatable. Some people have argued, no, it was not. It is a military coup. You can call it by any other name that you like. I don't give a damn about that. But it remains what it is. It is just a coup. Anyway, let me quickly come to the issue of Mnangagwa being able to change and so forth. And the gentleman actually, I think, conveniently, he chooses to say, no, you see, we can't put these things that are being raised by the opposition people, whatever, independent people, under the carpet, really. These, semantics are coming out, these feelings. People are always going to express themselves. And, the anger, there was this polarization in the past caused by the previous president. You see, and he also mistakenly mentioned the case of America, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, and so forth, now Trump. If his memory is correct, he would know that in America, when you have got the Democratic Party ruling, it is the president and the entire Democratic setup, their system is there. When they move out with their whole party. Take, for instance, what happened to the previous president, Mr. Obama. However wonderful he was to America, he is out and he's out together with his party. What is happening in Zimbabwe is completely the opposite of what is happening in America. You have got a whole system in place. They pretend to have removed someone, but only an individual has left the scene, only to be replaced by someone who is even more evil. Now, you don't want us to sweep things under the carpet. No problem. I accept that. But what is happening to Gukurahunzi? What is Mnangagwa come out to say about that? The most important exhibition or the most important confession or the most important declaration of assets is when Mnangagwa declared the assets that he acquired, of violence during the Gukurahunzi era, for instance. We want to know what his role was before he even begins to talk about declaring assets. How did he kill our people in Matabeleland? That was a massacre. That was atrocious. That is totally unacceptable. So, of course, we appreciate the effort of Anugonga Achita, but it is someone who is illegally there. He was put there by using illegal means. So garbage in, garbage out. Whatever Mnangagwa is saying, as far as we are concerned, does not make sense.
Ndibo mbatamro mipapo mkoma solo. I know Farai wants to respond, but nguba ndizo zafamba. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uMashangana. Kunjani mlaleli?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, akusipho umbono wakho baba ngamafitshane isikhathi sesidlongo mangoyi.
Ya, but ngendlela mina ngibona ngayo, ngibona ukuthi ikinga ilapha ukuthi if Mnangagwa alungisa indaba yemathebeleleni ngendlela le ayenza ngayo, uyenza kahle because uyabona lapha ku-MDC umuntu lowo bamfaka kulo uyakulo utshangirayi right through. Bafuna ukuthi yena ajamele ama-election isikhathi sizako lesi. Manje ngibona ukuthi akusizi u-Emmerson Mnangagwa ngendlela le yokuthi ukhulumisana abantu ku-Facebook, ku-WhatsApp, into icacayo ukukhombisa ukuthi uyaphi lo muntu. Manje MDC ayikhombisi laba boThabita Khumalo ngesihlanganisi soshanyama abantu labo ukuthi babasinyama kuphela, abashayela omunye umuntu izandla ukuthi ya. Manje ngibona ukuthi ngenye ndlela ngibona ukuthi u-Emmerson Mnangagwa walungisa iindaba zakhe lezi bamkhuluma ngazo blind. Ngibona ukuthi uza ngendlela yenye ibonakala ukuthi uyaphi because uyabona i-MDC ayibonisi ukuthi yaphi. Abantu bakhona abakhampeni angazi ukuthi bafuna ukukhampeni abathi kusasa kunemavoti na.
Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kwehlelo. Isikhathi asisekho Mashangana.
Ngikele ukukhuluma nyana nge-studio.
Hayi, sesihambile isikhathi baba, sorry. Sorry to our other guests. I know Farai wanted to respond, maybe Zenzo Nyone, but we are out of time. Thanks, though, to Solomon Mazore, former MDC MP, Zenzo Nyoni, youth activist, and ZANU-PF youth chair in the UK. Farai Muvuti, Lani Makaya, Sialibonga, Tinomutenda, Ikuzimbane, Kuterera, Zita, Yimi Untunga Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.